What might be causing these longer wait times?
There's a couple of things that are going on. For a lot of the clinics, a big thing is that there are just more pets in the city. There's more people got pets in the last couple of years. For a lot of people, the pandemic gave them the opportunity to maybe get that dog they always wanted because now they're at home more, or maybe being home more made them lonelier, so they got a pet for company. So there's more demand for veterinary care. For some of the clinics, the pandemic has made it difficult to get or keep veterinarians. We've had some veterinarians in the province who perhaps were not from Newfoundland, and not being able to go home was very difficult for them. So maybe they reevaluated whether or not they wanted to live so far from the rest of their family. It's also been difficult to get new veterinarians licensed and ready to go because of closures and things like that that have happened across the country over the last year.
So is there a bit of a veterinarian shortage, you could say?
There is, and there has been across the country in many areas since even before the pandemic. And definitely certain areas have felt it longer and harder. When you leave the St. John's area, it becomes much further between clinics because of population. But then as the people in those areas get more and more pets, it becomes more difficult for those clinics to keep up. But across the country, that has been something that has been noted since well before the pandemic, that there is a shortage of veterinarians, especially in more rural areas. And that makes it difficult for the clinics that are there to meet the demand put upon them.
Are there any concerns for pet owners who might have to wait, like you said, 2 to 3 weeks or even upwards of a month to get that appointment for their pet?
There really is. You know, I work in emergency, so we see things that happen, like accidents, hit by a car, cat can't pee. We're always going to expect to see those because you can't control when those happen. But there's things that are what we would call urgent but not emergent. So something like an ear infection, you wouldn't usually go to the emergency room for an ear infection because you call your family veterinarian, they can get you in the next couple of days. That's going to be okay. But I worked this past weekend, and on Friday night, I saw about 10 cases that I would say are urgent care cases. And at least half of them did have appointments booked, but they felt that their pet was getting worse and couldn't wait. You know, for example, that itchy ear, I believe their appointment with their family veterinarian wasn't till the 25th. And to let an ear infection wait that long wouldn't have been appropriate. So they were in a situation where they had to go to the emergency clinic, which is going to cost more money. And unfortunately, it's going to be a long wait just at the emergency clinic, because of course things like hit by a car or in respiratory distress, those things that are truly emergent are going to have to take my priority. So these things like itchy ears or maybe a small wound on the skin from a fight with another dog, these emergencies are waiting 4 or 5 hours at the emergency room before they're seen, which is a huge time suck on the client, and we do appreciate that, but that's sort of the situation that we're in.
Can people still refill things like certain prescriptions for maybe stuff like flea medication, though, even despite that wait period?
They should be able to if they've maintained a good relationship with their clinic, like if they've kept up with their regular visits. The clinics are going to be understanding, you know, you're a month overdue for your annual checkup, but they don't have any appointments for the next 3 to 4 weeks. They're going to make accommodations for you. And that's why it's really important to try to keep up with that preventative care, because if you maintain that doctor-patient relationship, then you may be able to get prescriptions to tide you over until you can get in to be seen, and that can save you from an emergency visit. Big thing that pet owners really need to keep in mind is as soon as you think that there's something going on with your pet, is to give a call and try to get that appointment, because if it stays something minor, then you can save yourself an emergency visit if you have that appointment booked. But if it starts to get worse, the emergency clinic is always there. So you kind of cross your fingers and hope that your pet doesn't get much worse before that appointment. But just know that the emergency clinic is always there if you feel they're getting worse.
Dr. Maggie Brown-Burry, thank you for this.
You're very welcome.